Blog Talk Radio.
God bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319 527-6204. I apologize. I was giving you guys my cell phone number. Praise be to God. But you have to excuse my tardiness. I'm running a little late behind schedule this evening, but God be the glory. So anyway, again, you can join us or come listen to the lesson. Again, the number is 319-527-6204. You can call in your prayer request at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Abide. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 15, verse 5. And it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Years ago, I fell victim to the trap of fretting, rushing, and striving. At the center of my life was the belief that to succeed in the Christian life, I had to work hard to please God. Finally, I came to a point of burnt out. I was completely empty. But as I meditated on John 15 and 5, I discovered that it was not my responsibility to strive or work for anything. My part was to submit to God and allow him to live his life through me. Amen? So with this discovery, an enormous weight was lifted, and the energy and strength that are available in Christ became mine. If you are running on empty, I pray you will take this message to heart. In abiding is the life and hope you desire. Through seeking Jesus and resting in him, you discover that God is actively conforming you to his will and likeness as you listen to him. Philippians 3:4-13. He sharpens your talents, purifies your mind, and empowers you for service to his kingdom. So therefore, stop striving and abide. God is responsible for making your life a powerful vessel of his grace. Your job is to let him. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, we submit to you completely. Teach us to abide in you. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. Because a family that prays together stays together.
You should be thankful.
This ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. We have 4 minutes until our speaker comes, and I will play another short selection. Praise be to God.
Tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Come what may, for there's a weight of power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear God, nothing is impossible for you. Your infinite power is beyond human understanding. Keep us always mindful of your strength. When we lose hope, give us faith. When others lose hope, let us tell them of your glory and your works. Today, Lord, let us expect the miraculous and let us trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play a short selection. I wanted to, where is that? Okay, no. Right here. I just found out today that my cousin is in the hospital in critical condition, and he has been there for 2 weeks. So I just like to play this song for him, even though he's not on the line, he cannot hear the song, but I pray that he will feel our prayers in his spirit. Amen.
I don't know where. I don't know where, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. I don't know where, I don't know where, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. Lord, I have no other hope but you. 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 So when the dawn comes and there's no light in, and I'm feeling lost, I know you can deliver me. even if my heart breaks and my back's against the wall and there's no one here, even then you can deliver me. Cause Lord, I have no other hope but you.
Joseph Pugh, and our prayers and our love is with you at this time. So to God be the glory. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. We normally give our speakers a grace period of 15 minutes. And so in the meantime, I will play another selection while we are waiting.
Letting go of all my fears, saying goodbye to the
to God, no looking back. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. So I'd like to give my greetings to Deaconess Valerie. God bless you. How are you this evening?
Okay, I ate some ice cream. I ate too much food tonight. I'm a little bloated.
Are you okay?
I've been just relaxing, listening to the music. I'm gonna get okay. Got some water over here.
Okay. So while we're waiting on our speaker, well, like I say, I give all of my speakers 15 minutes grace period. So while we're still waiting, I will play another selection.
Okay.
And he's able.
God is able.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah.
Numbers in the bag if they made a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. I come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able, yes, he is. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is, yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing it to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able.
Tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, 'cause he's able, 'cause he's able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord.
Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. My God is able. He will bring you out of any and everything. Hallelujah. And now it is time for our lesson in basic theology by our very own Barbara A. Amore, who's going to come and conduct our lesson this evening. And we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God is able. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed and I won't complain.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Is anyone else on the line with us?
Deaconess Valerie is on.
Oh, hi. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Sister Barbara.
Something is wrong with that tape you're playing. It's a lot of... It doesn't sound right.
Who, me and you talking?
Yes.
I'm not playing anything.
The one you just played, My God is Able?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something is wrong with that one. So you need either a fresh copy or a re-recording of it or something.
Okay.
You didn't hear it? You didn't?
No, it sounded you didn't hear it? It sounded the same way it always sounded.
No, it didn't. It sounds awful. It really sounds terrible.
Okay.
All right. We're going to open in prayer. For hearts and minds. Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, few of your humble servants come together to give you praise, glory, and honor. We come together to study your message, your word, to learn more about your theology, Father God, more about God, more about you. So, Lord, we thank you for all those who are assembled here this evening. We pray that this class will be instructive and informative and fun, and some good things will come of it. And we pray that it will be done in decency and in order. Bless each and every home that's represented here. Bless them, keep them, hold them close to your bosom, Father God. And we just can't thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. So thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Thank you for your unconditional love, your grace, your mercy, your compassion, your kindness, your generosity, your favor, Lord. Thank you for healing. Yes. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for being all that you are. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in our lives. And we can't thank you enough. So bless your holy name. Thank you for sending your son. And to God be all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So praise God.
He's going to pick up where we left off, which is the... I don't know who that is, but I think, Valerie, if you're doing anything, mute your phone, because all of that noise transmits, okay? Unless you're talking, we can hear all that. Thank you. So we're going to get back into the purposes of the incarnation. What again is the incarnation?
Born in the flesh.
Okay, so who are we talking about being born in the flesh?
Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ was human and God, remember, at the same time.
Okay.
So that's God come flesh. All right?
And
God came down in the flesh. Okay. So we talked about to reveal God to us. And that, again, is Jesus coming down in the flesh, representing God because he is God. He was God wrapped up in flesh and skin and bones and blood and teeth and eyes and hair and all of that. He is normally, what is he normally?
Spirit.
God. Spirit. Amen. So he came, his spirit came down in the flesh as
Amen.
A little baby. All right? So he came to reveal God to us. That's why Jesus came. He came to provide an example for our lives so that we'll know how to live down here on earth. He came to provide an effective sacrifice for sin. Why was that?
Why he, well, to stop sacrificing innocent animals. So Jesus came
okay.
to be the final sacrifice.
All right, and so much not that they were innocent, but the fact that you had to do it all the time. You wanted something from God, you had to offer a sacrifice, and that wasn't enough. What was the point of the sacrifice anyway? Evangelist Valerie, I mean, Missionary Valerie, what was the point of the sacrifice?
Sort of like asking for forgiveness, mercy, repentance.
Right. So for forgiveness of sins, that was the point of the sacrifice. Man had done something wrong, and he wanted to be forgiven. He made an atonement for his sins. He asked for forgiveness through the slaughter of an animal, a bird, or whatever, even grain offering. It wasn't always blood, but through grain offering.
Mm.
But then along came Jesus,
Amen.
The incarnation of Jesus, and he was the final sacrifice, right?
Yes.
He died for those who were living at that time and for generations to follow and generations that will come even after us. So he was the ultimate sacrifice. So we're going to get to part D.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be able to fulfill the Davidic covenant. What was the Davidic covenant? Anyone know?
The Davidic covenant was it that Jesus would come through David's lineage?
Mm-hmm. And there would always be someone from that lineage on the throne.
Yes.
Always be someone from David's line of ancestry on the throne. And that Amen. Person is who?
Jesus.
Okay. All right. So let's go. Gabriel announced to Mary that her son will be given the throne of David, Luke 1:31-33. This is not fulfilled by the invisible God reigning over the affairs of men, which he does, to be sure. To have an occupant of David's throne requires a human being. Therefore, Messiah had to be a human being. But to occupy that throne forever requires that the occupant never die. And only God qualifies. So the one who ultimately fulfills the Davidic promise has to be a God man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's doing something in the background that's quite distracting. Mute yourself if you must. Do something else, okay? Thank you. So he was able to fulfill the Davidic covenant. How is that? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to read the scripture, Luke 1, 31 through 33. How was he able to fulfill the covenant?
By dying on the cross.
Well, he came as the king.
Right. Right.
He was, right. So being... dying on the cross was one thing. So we're going to see later on that it was not so much about his resurrection. It was something else. We see that in part E. All right? So not so much about him dying on the cross and whatever. Valerie, you have anything, any comment about that?
No, I'm listening. Not feeling too well right now, but I'm hanging in there.
Oh, you don't feel well?
No, it's something I ate.
Okay. Feel better. Luke 1 and 31 through 33. Let's take a look at that. Luke 1, 31 through 33. Are you able to read then, Valerie, since you're not feeling well?
What, do you want me to read Luke 1?
No, I'm just asking you a hypothetical question since you're not feeling well. When I ask you to, are you able to
I could pass tonight. I'll pass tonight.
What? What are you saying?
I said I can read, but I'll pass tonight.
Well, this is a class of participants. So if you're on the line, we want you to do something unless you just can't. Okay?
I can. So you said Luke 1.
You can or you can't? You can? Okay. So Luke 1, 31 through 33, please.
Okay. Luke 1:1-33. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's the coming of him being a king, prophecy of him being a king.
Mm-hmm. Right. Evangelist Hill, do you want to add something to that?
That's King David, right?
Yes, no, Jesus is talking about the incarnate Son of the Highest, the Lord.
I'm sorry, I had to take that because it's about Chico. Sorry about that. What was the question?
What she just read, Luke 1, 31 through 33, but you didn't hear it.
No.
So you want to read it yourself? And read it out loud and see if you have any opinion about it, any thoughts about it.
Okay.
Luke 1, 31 through 33.
You will conceive.
Thank you, Valerie.
Amen. you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Okay. So God gave him that power to reign over Israel. He will lead the Israel and the Gentiles. We will all be led by God, by Jesus, and because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who sits upon the throne of the Most High.
Thank you, Effie. So who gave Mary that information?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, the angel, told her what was going on with herself to come, and also what was going on with her cousin, Elizabeth, right?
Right.
All right, so both of them were pregnant at the same time, but Elizabeth was like 6 months pregnant when Mary became, when she conceived, the
yes.
Immaculate Conception. All right,
amen.
So let's go on. So we're looking at section E, to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. Notice that this was done by Christ appearing. The focus is on his coming, not on his resurrection, as might be expected. So he came to destroy the... Somebody said something?
No. I was clearing my throat.
Somebody... So he came to destroy the works of the devil, and the focus is on his coming, not on his resurrection, as might be expected. So the fact that he came means more than the fact, in a way, that he rose from the dead. Okay? And so why was the incarnation necessary to defeat Satan? Because Satan must be defeated in the arena he dominates, this world. So Christ, mute yourself, please.
That's okay.
So Satan must be defeated in the arena he dominates, this world. So Christ was sent into this world to destroy Satan's works. Does that mean anything to you? Anybody? Either one of you?
Back
and then we're going to look at 1 John 3:8.
So if Christ did not come into this world to defeat Satan, Satan would be, he would control the world.
Well, who controls the world now?
God controls the world now.
Oh?
I mean, God is in control, but Satan is in control of down here, but not really, because he can only
well, that's
go
the world.
As God.
So listen, excuse me. It's either he does or he doesn't. So does he control the world, Jesus, or does Satan control the world? What, you know, it's not both. What? Who's controlling it?
Jesus. Satan
Jesus
could only do what Jesus, what God allows him to do. God is all powerful.
But who's controlling the world right now? Satan is controlling the world right now.
Okay.
That's why you see so much evil, so many bad things going on. Satan was allowed to reign for 1,000 years. But we know that a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. So right now, Satan is running the world. Okay. That's why you see somebody like a Donald Trump. People, even though they know what's going on with his court cases and allegations and whatnot, mm-hmm. they still want him to be president again.
Yeah, those you know? Are the people, his supporters.
Yeah, that's what it is, supporters. I mean, those wouldn't be the ones who will be coming again, so it has to be his supporters
mm-hmm.
want him to reign, want him to rule the country again. And so right now we're looking at he came to destroy the works of the devil. So if Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil, that means that's where the devil was doing his stuff.
Uh-huh.
Right? So let's take a look at 1 John 3 and verse 8. Evangelist Hilda.
Okay. 6, 7.
3 and 8.
8. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen.
Say to you, if anything.
Yeah, he the verse said that he came down to destroy the works of the devil because.
Mm-hmm.
He has been corrupting this world since the beginning, since he came down here.
Right. And so when was that?
When he was thrown out of heaven, which is the beginning.
All right. And so when he showed up in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
He was cast out of heaven, and he appeared in the guise of a snake in
right.
the Garden of Eden and enticed Eve. And I think we've talked about this before, but, excuse me, did Eve know that?
She knew because Adam told her that God said we're not to eat from this the tree in the in the that tree of good and evil.
In the middle of the garden.
Right. I couldn't get that middle part out. So in the middle. Yeah.
That tree in the middle of the garden. You can touch everything else
everything.
In this paradise.
Yes.
But don't touch that tree in the middle of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Satan tell her?
Oh, you won't surely die. He didn't say that you would die if you touched it. But if you eat it, that's a different story now.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, Satan was very, very cunning.
Very cunning. Okay, let's see. I'm in Genesis now. Does anyone know where that is, where it talks about, okay, I'm looking at Genesis 2, and the day of the first marriage starts at 23,
Genesis 2.
And let me see, we don't need all of that, and Lord God said unto him, okay. So we're going to take a look at, we'll start at 2 and 23.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 3. Because 2
chapter
is talking
three?
About, yes, Genesis 3.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll read that.
Okay.
Someone else can come in, but I'll start it off. And so I'm reading from the Dake Bible, D-A-K-E, which is the King James Version. So this is saying that, now the serpent was more subtle, every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Mm-hmm. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Want to take that up, Evangelist?
Okay, number seven.
I'll stop you at a certain point. Yes, okay. I'll stop you at a certain point.
All right. Seven says, at that moment their eyes were opened, and they suddenly fell ashamed at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together and covered themselves. When the cool evening breeze were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." Verse 11, "Who told you that you were naked?" The Lord God asked, "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it."
All right. Stop right there. Valerie,
said,
you with us? Valerie?
Valerie, are you there?
Valerie.
She's not there.
Okay, I guess
she's
she,
there,
she
but
stepped away. She stepped away. Okay.
No, I didn't step away. Oh, you can't hear me?
No, you were on mute.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
So we're at 3 and 14. You want to pick that up until I stop you?
Yeah. Okay. 15?
14.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 14.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Unto the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." And unto Adam. Okay, go ahead.
So, looking at that last verse, and he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." What does that mean to you?
Well, actually, he's putting it in the context of a curse. He's cursing woman in childbirth and man in his work as he tills the ground. And he's adding that a woman must follow her husband. Mm. And maybe, you know, it's just a lack of freedom. They always said, I've learned that, you know, just being single, you have more freedom to follow Christ. You have, a man is not ahead of your life, but Christ is, and he can use you more. I've always heard that. So I didn't want to drag anybody down the aisle. So, you know, that's how I see it. That's how I see it. That's how I see
okay.
it. Because,
wonderful.
You know, we were in submission to a man, but it's in the contents of a curse. Anytime you take a freedom from a human being, you know.
Evangelist,
I
would
hate to say it's a curse, so, but it's in the content of a curse.
Evangelist Hilda?
Yes?
What does that mean to you, that last verse?
Well, pretty
and
much.
And what, if I can say, I was particularly focused on the part, that last line, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Oh, so... He was saying, like, okay, I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy and in pain I'm reading it for my purpose. And you will desire to control. So in other words, women weren't supposed to lead. They were supposed to follow. But now, because they disobeyed, so this is why he's telling her, now you will have to follow whatever your husband tell you to do. So you will pretty much now will not be in control of your own life.
Okay. Do you believe that?
Heck no. Not in this day and age, but back then, maybe back in that time, but not this time.
Well, I don't defeat the Bible. You know, it's just the way you have to perceive it and receive it. You know, but
so you're saying that the Bible changed.
No, I wanted to know what this shit ain't.
No, no, I'm
in.
talking about Evangelist Hilda. She said back then,
that's
but today it's not.
No, the people
so
change.
The
Bible stays the same. It's the people that change.
Okay,
because
so society changed. So society changed.
Yes.
Okay, so.
If you tell a woman today, Christians, yes, they will submit. But if you tell a woman that is not a Christian to submit to her husband, she gonna look at you like you crazy. Me? Submit to him? No. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, it's supposed to be that we submit to the husband if the husband is following God, following Christ. But if he's not following Christ, then there's no way he's supposed to follow him.
Right.
Okay? So he's got to be following Christ for that woman to submit to his rule.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that.
According to the Bible.
Yeah.
We got 10 minutes, and I want to get to the homework, so make it quick, okay?
Okay. I agree with that. And, you know, being married is exactly what I told my husband. I mean, it's hard for us in this day and age to be in submissive be to our husband. But it's even harder
why
to conform.
That? Why?
Well, because of the errors, the different errors changes. There was a period where women just groomed to get married and to be supported by men, to be just got married, you know, for a man to, you know, support them like a child for the rest of their life. But now you may be in a marriage where you make more, or your husband have to stay home and raise the kids. It's just because times have changed. Different, and the only hard part about it really is like what you said is if he wants to mislead and expect you to really still listen, and you have to go up against that rule.
You gonna finish that or not?
I'm done.
Okay, you didn't quite finish it, but anyway, we got to leave it there for now, and we're going to look at the homework. We got like 4 minutes. So did everybody do the homework?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't because I was doing a lot of running around and thing, trying to find somebody to watch Chico for me, so the homework did not even enter into my brain. So that's my excuse, but I'll do it next time for next week.
Okay, so Evangelist didn't do the homework.
Right.
Valerie, I don't even know if you heard. Did you do the homework? I know you heard. Did you do it?
No, I didn't know what the homework was.
You did know what the homework was. We talked about the 2 commandments that Jesus added.
Oh, yeah. But I thought it was just what we said. It's like to put the 2 commandments is to love the Lord, the God, our God, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Put no other God before me. That's number one. And to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are not just one, that's two commandments.
I said two. Didn't you hear what I said? He added 2 commandments.
Yeah, but we talked about those two already. You said, what's the other one?
That's for your homework. You find out.
I think those are the two already. That's what I said.
It's only two that he added.
And we talked about the two already. That
so
was
we'll
the greatest commandment.
We'll go over it again next week.
Okay.
We only got 8 more to look at. Maybe we could figure that out because this is going on 3 weeks then.
We're not on a time schedule, Valerie. I think I told you that already.
Okay, but then let me understand. Let me try to understand me.
It's not like.
I think what we talked about last week are the 2 commandments.
That's for you to find out for homework what they
that's
are.
That's what I believe. That's what I'm. What?
Okay, so
what,
we got.
That's what I found out. Okay, put it like that. That's what I found out, Sister Barbara. That those
Valerie,
2 commandments.
Valerie.
Yes.
We got 1 minute,
yes.
And I'm about to end it. So, Evangelist Hogan,
okay.
Would you take us out?
Precious and Heavenly Father, once again we come to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you, Lord God, for this lesson. Thank you for our teacher. Thank you for all of those who showed up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear this lesson tonight, Lord God. We thank you for life, strength, health, wisdom, understanding, Lord God. We thank you the beautiful day that you have given us and you woke us up this morning, Lord God, to see this brand new day, this to another opportunity. Praise your name, to give you the glory, and just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing for us, everything that you are doing for the ministry, everything that you are doing for your people, Lord God. We thank you and ask that you forgive us for our sins, Lord God, present, past, and future, Lord God. Keep us strong until you come back again, Lord God. Grant us a wisdom and understanding to do your will, Lord God. Not our will, Father, but your will, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you go down by the hospital, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around my cousin, Joseph Hugh, Lord God, who is in the hospital, not doing well at all, Lord God. And you know this, Lord God. You know his condition, Lord God. You know why he is in this condition. Lord God, we ask him for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Touch him in a mighty special way, Lord God. Guide him in the way that you would have him to go, and let your will be done in his life, Lord God. We are so grateful to have a father, a son, the Holy Spirit. Spirit, who loves us with unconditional love, Lord God. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you for that prayer, that fervent prayer. And I just want to say, did you enjoy the program?
I sure did. But I wanted to stay to hear you, your group sing some more, but we had to go do the children's ministry. I said we had to go to do the children's ministry, so we couldn't stay no longer than we had to. But we met.
What
did
happened
you
to me?
We left at 11:15.
Oh, so you missed the show.
Yes. We only got to hear you guys sing in the beginning. So,
saw us sing one song. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I think it was two songs, because one guy sung and then a lady sung.
Okay, so then we got to hear two songs.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I wanted because we knew that we would see it on YouTube.
YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's how we get to see the rest. But then by the time we got to Nadine's house, we had to go straight in. She had to put up the children's ministry because the children was already on. You were waiting for us to pull them in, you know.
So they come on at 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of tight to leave it at 11:15.
Yeah, but thank God her daughter was there, so she dropped her.
Oh, someone was there. Okay, good.
Yeah. And the bad part about it is that she, after the daughter left and she was looking for the keys, she left the keys in the house.
Who, Nadine?
Yeah, she left the phone at the church. She left the keys in the house. So then the daughter had to come back to give her key for us to get in the house. So
the daughter was around.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you rush out of the house to get somewhere.
I know.
You're going to forget some stuff. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I have done it so many times.
Yeah, I've done that too. But anyway, I thank you for coming. Valerie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm here.
How was the ordination?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. So
we had another preacher.
Oh, yeah, she's a preacher. Interim preacher.
All right. Good. Very good. So what church is she with?
the World Evangelical Deliverance Center Church.
In the Bronx?
Yes, it was so special.
Okay.
It was very nice, very nice. We enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you were able to go and support her.
Let me say one more thing.
I told her that we missed her and Clyde.
I watched his sermon and you gave it everything. You gave it a lot of heart like you usually do. Evangelist, I loved it.
And we didn't have the women's meeting. We didn't have the meeting.
I know. We'll have it next time.
God willing. So,
If you want to tell us about the transportation, we can have a special meeting.
Yes. Evangelist, I looked at the YouTube, and I'm out of the picture. I'm out of the picture.
How did that happen?
Well, they didn't get me in the corner. That's what happened.
Oh.
They didn't get me in the corner.
No, but I saw you.
You saw me, but not, like, steady.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh.
But
yeah,
anyway,
but there was, in the beginning, were no sound. I told Nadine, I said, don't tell me the whole service went and there's no sound. But it was
no
like
sound?
It was like a delay in the sound. And then afterwards.
The children's chorus?
Oh, yes. But I'm saying.
I didn't see them.
You didn't see the kids?
I didn't see them. No, I thought it was the beginning of the tape, and I didn't see the kids.
Oh, wow.
But anyway,
yeah.
I just wanted to ask you how it went, and again, thank you for coming. And again, Valerie, maybe you can come the next time we do something.
I thought you were going to sing a solo.
Thank you.
I thought they probably thought we were waiting
for you to sing the solo. Oh. And I was like, Nadine, what happened? Sister Bobby's not going to sing a solo?
No, I wasn't doing one.
That's what I was really looking forward to.
Oh, but I'm just glad you came. That was, you know, I'm glad you came out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
The rain was changing my mind. And then the devil tried to get in me. I said, the devil is a liar. I'm going to church this morning because Sister Barbara's singing.
But a lot of people I had invited didn't come. One was tired. The other one was talking about it was raining and, a couple of, you know, we as human beings,
we always find excuses not to go somewhere.
I know. But I understood, especially with the rain. So, and then the parking, some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Other
hey,
things
that my phone is, my battery, I'm on the savior.
Okay.
So I don't want to
go
get
ahead.
Cut
thank
off
you
before
for joining us,
like
Valerie.
Yes, thank you. We love you. I'm going to go too.
Love you all. Have a blessed week. All right.
Okay,
shalom.
You too.
Thank you.
God bless. And we are out.